Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Laura Hartrick, and she came in fifth place in our last transformation contest. And Laura, you did a really good job. Your pictures are really good, and thanks for being on the call.
Well, thank you.
All right, and so let's just get right into it. So how did you arrive at the Venus Index? Just explain how you found us.
I found you just kind of surfing around online. I was at a point where I knew I needed to change what I was or the way I was eating. I was looking for some sort of diet plan that would help me get on track and lose weight. I had been struggling to lose at least like 50 pounds since my second baby was born, and just hadn't been having any success and been going up and down a lot. So just one day I was like, okay, I need to figure out what I should be eating. So I was looking around, and that was the first time that I had ever come across the concept of intermittent fasting. I'd never heard of that before. I'd always heard like the conventional, you know, six meals a day, and that was a totally new idea to me. So I remember at that point I subscribed to Brad's blog, Eat Stop Eat blog, and also to your blog. Those were kind of, I found those sort of together. They're kind of linked somehow. And
how long ago was this?
Oh, well, let's see. Contest was in January. It was probably, maybe a year, maybe 6 months before the contest started in January.
Okay, cool.
And so I was, you know, kind of reading those blogs along with, you know, a lot of other, like, fitness, diet stuff that I was reading at the time. And I kind of tried Eat Stop Eat a little bit at that point, but not very consistently. And, you know, I didn't have anyone I was doing it with. I didn't have, like, any kind of support for that. I thought it was kind of a crazy idea myself. Like, I wasn't totally sold myself. But I tried it a little bit just because it was so different from anything I'd ever heard before. And so I was familiar with it. And then, you know, I kind of got off track again and gained more weight. And I was pretty miserable. And then the contest was announced. I kept seeing on your blog, you know, this contest was starting. At that point, I wasn't even subscribed to, like, Venus Index blog. So I hadn't listened to any of the Venus podcasts or anything. I was just following your blog. And you kept, you know, mentioning this contest coming up, and so I was like, okay, this might be, like, a good kick in the butt for me. I'm going to do this contest. And so I decided that, and I didn't really know, like, I was waiting for you to, like, kind of explain, like, how this contest works, what it is, and since I wasn't really looking at the Venus website at all, I was kind of in the dark. And then, like, finally, I figured out that, okay, I have to buy this package. That was like the day before the contest that I did that. So
you thought you could do it through my blog. You didn't realize.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what I thought. But so I finally, you know, figured it out and bought it and read through all the stuff as fast as I could, because I knew I wanted to do the contest. That's kind of why. So that was never, you know, really like a question in my mind whether or not I was going to do it. That was what got me there. And I thought it would be something good to motivate me and get me going, get me out of my rut. So,
have you ever tried a contest before?
You know, I've done a couple at my gym, which is just a you know, basic Gold's Gym, and they do it once a year, kind of along with like New Year's. I think it's always like at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
They do a 12-week challenge, which is, you know, pretty much the same, like just how much can you change your body in 12 weeks. And I had entered that twice before, two consecutive years. And the first year, I was just a dropout, totally. Like, I kind of freaked out about it, and I think I went up in my measurement. So by the time they called me for the final weigh-in, I, like, just ignored their calls. I wouldn't go in.
Yeah.
You know, stuff done. And the second year, I did better, but still not great. I made some progress, and then I had sort of like a midway freak out, and then I, you know, gained a bunch back, and then I spent the rest of the contest trying to get back where I was at the at the middle point, because they weigh you in at the beginning, 6 weeks, and then at 12 weeks. So when I went back in for my final, you know, I was pretty much the same as where I had been for my 6 week check-in, but, you know, at least it was better than the first year that I wasn't totally dropped out. And I did actually enter that gym contest again this year, just because it pretty much overlapped with the Venus Index contest, and I thought, well, you know, I'm doing this already. I may as well, like, sign up for this, too. And it was two additional weeks. It like, went 2 weeks later than the VIP mm-hmm. test. And so that worked out really well. I won for my age group in that one, my gym. So
that a girl.
I felt really, you know, I felt kind of redeemed after my poor showing the first 2 years. I tried it, but it was a much different, you know, The thing at the gym the first 2 years was completely different. You're totally on your own. I didn't have any kind of support for that. And, you know, nobody at the gym really knows you're doing it or cares that you're doing it. So it was a really different experience this time around doing this kind of contest. So.
Okay, well, then you might as well get right into that. Why was it so different?
Just all the support and all the resources, all the podcasts laying out, you know, how to be sort of more covert. That was really a new idea for me. I had always thought, like, oh, you need to like set out to do this, and then you need to tell everyone that you're going to do it, because then that will hold you accountable. And so it was really new. New idea for me to think, like, oh, maybe that's like the opposite way you should be doing it, and maybe I just need to do this for myself, keep my head down, stay focused. So yeah, and really all the information on the podcast, like the perspective about social events was really different than what I've heard. I guess I'd always thought, like, you know, I'm on this diet, I need to be good on this diet all the time, and especially when I'm, like, out at social events, I have to be super careful, and just, like, this feeling of, like, I can never let go of it. And so kind of the idea that I got from the podcast, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, but it was sort of a flip thing, like, okay, when you're alone is when you need to be careful and, like, you know, being accountable to yourself. And then when you go out, you can let go a little bit and be a normal person out in the world, because it's not going to help you to be out there, like, you know, feeling sorry for yourself with your little salad and having people ask you, like, well, what are you doing? Why are you eating this? And it's, you know, it's counterproductive. It's not helpful. So that was a different twist on things that I hadn't thought about before. So just all the information, all the different perspectives from the podcast came together to really help me think about things in a different way. And then, you know, obviously the community, the support on the forums and the blogs was really helpful, and, you know, something that I've really never had before. So, yeah, it was a really different experience.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. It's what you do when you're alone that makes the difference, not when you're social. I mean,
right. And that was always
totally the reverse.
Yeah, had always been totally flipped for me, where I was like having all this really terrible secret eating behavior on my own, and then like with other people, I'm trying to put on this good face, like, look, I know about healthy eating, and I'm just gonna have this. and it really changed things for me to think about it, you know, in the opposite way, and it's helped me a lot. So.
Yeah, I guess the slang way of saying it's never let them see you sweat.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you want it. The closer it can become to magic to somebody else, they're just like, I don't know how she does it. She mm-hmm. comes out with us and she eats with us. I don't get it. She just all of a sudden changed, and I never see how she did it. That's how these things work. You're not supposed to. Unless
someone's
exactly.
That's when you know you're doing it right. Everyone mm-hmm. thinks, like, what is she doing?
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay, so was it a stretch to do this way? I know you said it was new, but was it like, did you have really firm beliefs before, or did you just sort of just consume whatever was, like, how into this, all kind of like reading into this, that were you, or was you just casual, or?
I was, That's a good question. I mean, I think I went through different periods of, you know, looking at it kind of casually and trying, like, not very hard, and then periods where I was really trying to be good, and I don't know if I would say it was a stretch. It was just new, and it was kind of freeing to feel like I had, you know, the right information finally. Mm. I don't know. I had... I talked about this on my blog a little bit, and I, right before this period, you know, kind of along with finding out about intermittent fasting and that whole, like, research episode, I was reading about paleo eating. So mm-hmm. I know you guys have talked about this and you're familiar with it, but I really got kind of sucked into that idea, and I don't know. I guess I still think it's interesting as an idea, but I'm not thinking about it as a tool in terms of my weight loss anymore. But anyway, I was going to say right before I started VI, I tried to do like some super strict paleo diets for a while, like a 30-day program where you can't eat, you know, there's this whole list. You can't have any, like one bite, one teaspoon of any sweetener or anything. And so I was like really seriously trying very hard to do that. And I made it about, I think, 15 days before I just broke down, like bought like three cartons of ice cream. And so, you know, I had been very serious about some things and taking it very seriously, trying very hard. But, you know, I just reached a breaking point with all of those. And I think that's why, it's part of why, you know, VI and sort of the anything goes diet mentality works better for me, because I don't have to like white knuckle it so much. And there's more freedom. I can make choices, but I don't have to be super strict about it. And also just, you know, you guys, like, as far, I don't know how things are on Adana's side, but over on VI, you guys are, like, really sort of compassionate, I have to say, like, with people making mistakes and messing up. And I always love hearing you guys say, like, you know, your phrase, I think this only came out on a podcast, like, halfway through, and it helped me so much. But you're talking about falling forward in, like, a controlled stumble, and just about how it's not going to be perfect, no one's going to be perfect at it, helped me a lot to just get back up and keep going. And I think that's what I never had before on all these different things that I've been trying. You know,
like the permission to make mistakes.
Yes, exactly. Like I would say like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then I would try so hard and I would mess up. And then I would just think, oh my God, it's over. Like I'm a failure. I can't do this. And, it's
yeah,
a big shift for me to think, like, it's okay, Laura. Like, just keep going. It's fine. You're going to be okay. Just keep
yeah,
going.
Everyone falls. It's the controlled stumble forward. And I don't know if it was in your podcast or the guys or both, but was that the one where I tell the story about the pro bodybuilder who cracked, like, the day before his show?
Yeah,
and he ate a pizza, and he had to just not do the show because he was all washed out. So none of this is I mean, it's not nobody's perfect. Nobody does this like just straight through 12 weeks, knocks it out of the park. That's
right.
Not even the pros. Nobody. It's tough. Like I used to coach guys who, or work with guys when I was younger and help. Like I was training partners with various guys who were doing bodybuilding shows, and the same thing. They would just be like, "Oh, tonight's a beer and pizza night. Just has to be." And there's nothing you can say about it. It's that's where I came up with the concept of just more positive days than negatives.
Right.
More
yeah.
positive and neutrals than negatives, and then you win.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's no such thing as 84 positive days in a row. That's just that rarely happens.
Right.
Yeah,
and the positive, neutral, negative days is another super helpful idea for me too. And just, you know, it just ties in with the whole falling forward. You know, you just got to keep going and just know that it's in your plan to have a bad day, and then you just keep going.
Yeah, and now I want to touch on the paleo diet thing you said. So you lasted 15 days, and you were doing it strictly. I don't disagree with I mean, I don't really care about their theory, but the actual finally in practice, what they tend to say is basically eat fruits and vegetables and lean meat,
Right.
which there's nothing wrong with that. It's the militant sort of message that comes along with it that I think makes it a bit absurd.
Right.
And I wouldn't doubt that it's not a good idea to even eat that way, almost as your job, like during the week sort of thing, and then you can kind of let loose on the week. I'm trying to say, like, in micro chunks, that sounds like a good way to eat, just not a
Yeah.
way to eat forever.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
It's all about balance, right? Like I still think it's a like a good healthy way to eat. And you know, in my mind, it's tough to think like, okay, I'm trying to lose weight. I still have weight I want to lose. And for that goal, I have to think like calories, calories, calories. Calories are king. I have to focus on that. But still, part of my brain has to think about like, okay, what is healthy to be eating for my body? What's healthy to be feeding my kids? You know, like I have a family, I cook for them, and I have to be concerned about like what are good food choices for my family. But it's kind of tough for me to separate those sometimes. But I'm working on I'm still in process with that. And I do think the paleo way of eating is healthy to eat as long as you know how many calories. Did you, I mean, Lord knows, you can consume a lot of calories eating, you know, meat and vegetables. If you're eating a ton of meat, that can be a lot of calories.
yeah, did you even have a grasp of the calorie thing before reading our stuff and Eat Stop Eat?
You know, I did, and I tried to count calories, but never very consistently. And I know that I was making a mistake of, you know, underestimating how many calories I was eating. And then I, for a while, I was using a program that would, you know, track how many calories I burned, like through exercise or housework or sex or whatever. Like, I remember I was so excited when I signed up for this thing and all the stuff they have in their database of like how many calories you burn doing this, this, this. So I know that I was overestimating, you know, how many calories I needed and underestimating how many I was eating. I did have a vague idea of calories, but it wasn't quite as clear as I think it is now.
So was that new to you to when? So I'm assuming you read AGD and read all the stuff about calorie counting errors. I guess we did podcasts about that too. Were you aware that there's that many errors, or was that kind of?
No, that was definitely new and good information. I think those were the first two Venus Index podcasts that I heard were the ones about you know, calories and how it's easy to you know, mess up when you're calculating them.
Yeah,
So,
and that's, I mean, that's why I think people think calorie counting doesn't work, obviously, because you just, there's so many freaking mistakes.
And if you're, you know, if you're trying to get down to the nitty-gritty, like 20 calories, like this apple I had was 120 calories. Like, I don't know. I think I was definitely doing that too. Like, just counting too closely, like in a way that you never could accurately. So yeah, definitely like the rounding up, overestimating calories has helped me a lot.
So, okay, so then during the, okay, so walk us through the contest then, like what it was like to go through it. Like, what'd you do for the workouts?
For the workouts, I did just consistently did my VI workouts 3 days a week. For a while, that was kind of all I was doing, and then I would throw in like a class at the gym once in a while, just if I felt like it. And then, well, I don't know. I think it was like halfway through, there was a podcast that said like, you know, we should be doing something every day. I was like, oh, something every day? Okay. So at that point, you should have put that out earlier. But it was like halfway through. So at that point, I was like, okay, I need to do something every day. So then I, you know, then I made more of an effort to do my weightlifting Venus Index workouts. And then also, you know, I do some stuff at the gym that's just fun cardio, like spin class, boxing class, like just stuff that I enjoy, but that's also a pretty decent, you know, sweaty cardio workout. And yeah, I try to do that. So I just try to do something every day after that point, and that's what I'm
Oh,
continuing.
so you were, I mean, so did you, how consistent were you with that extra stuff?
Well, after that point, I got to be really consistent. Like, you know, I would do VI 3 days, and I would do something, like an hour-long cardio something at the gym, probably 3 days. And then probably on a one day a week, I would probably count like a 20 or 30-minute walk as, you know, my something for the day.
Right, so. Yeah. And you started that about 6 weeks in and continued that for the end?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. And then, okay, so then walk us through what you did as far as diet goes.
Let me see. I'm trying to remember. I'm, you know, in the midst of this second contest, I have all these, like, goals and plans that are a lot more detailed than I was the first time around, so.
Well, you can compare. You can compare, like, now that we're kind of.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the first one and then what you're doing differently this time.
Okay, well, the first time, I was just trying to count my calories every day. Like, that was a goal that I had every week. Like, can I track my calories every day for a week? And that seemed hard. You know, I would miss a couple days here and there. And, like, it could have been a good day, but more likely it was a pretty bad day. And I was, you know, I didn't want to track it. I was too embarrassed. There was too much stuff to write down because I ate so much. Or, you know, whatever the reason. There were a couple days a week usually that I didn't track. But that was always a goal. Like, can I track every day? Let's try it. That's my goal. So just tracking calories. I did do some Eat Stuffy. And, you know, I would experiment with, like, 24-hour fast, 36-hour. And then I started to do sort of some longer fasts, just, I don't know, I guess just to see if I could do them. And also, if I'm being honest, it was probably to make up for some bad eating choices that I'd made. I was, you know, kind of trying to make up ground. I know that's not the best way to do it. I don't recommend that, ladies. Don't do that. But I did learn about myself that I can go a long time without food, like 100 hours is probably the most I ever did. And this time around, I have made it, like, one of my goals as I was planning for this was to do shorter, more regular fasts instead of those super long ones, just because, you know, the super long ones basically meant that I had done something that I shouldn't. I was trying to make up for that. But if I'm more consistent with my eating and I'm more, you know, on track for my calorie goals, then the short, you know, just throwing in an Eat Stop Eat Day once in a while should take care of it. So that's my goal this time around, is to do just, you know, throw in like 24 hours, 36 hours here and there, and just stick with that. What else? I don't know. I just try to track my calories and stay. I probably had a goal of like max 1,200 a day, and as low, you know, if I could get well under that, then I was happy.
And then, did you have like a deal you made with yourself about weekends or social stuff? Like, what was your sort of ebb and flow with it all?
You know, actually, I did. I used weekends a lot of times as a time to fast if we didn't have, like, an event. Just because, I guess, because my husband is home and he could cook for the boys. If I'm not eating, then I don't want to cook for my family. So my husband picked up a lot of slack in that area, and I'm grateful to him for that. So I would use a weekend. If we didn't have an event planned, I would, like, really buckle down and make that time count for me, so because I didn't have to cook. Now, if I had an event, or if we were going out to eat, or had family stuff, or whatever, then yeah, I would loosen up on the weekends and go over by quite a bit. But you know, I would always try to bring it back in on Monday if I could.
Mm-hmm. And did you tighten that up? That hold this whole system up towards the end, or were you basically sort of on the same mode the whole way through?
Yeah, I would say towards the end I did tighten it up quite a bit and just got more consistent. You know, I was telling you before about my gym contest 2 years ago, and I had like a midway crisis, and I just ate a ton for like a week, and then spent the rest of the time trying to get that back off. Well, During this contest, I did a very similar thing. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just gonna be honest. I had a halfway point where I don't know. I think some emotional thing set me off, and I just ate for like a week straight. It was really bad, and at that point, I had to make a decision. Like, oh my God, did I screw up this whole thing, or can I keep going? Like, can I make any like visible progress still? Despite having this really bad week. And so I just decided, you know, I have to keep going. I want to keep going. And at that point, I got really involved in the online community. I made a conscious choice, like, okay, I spend X amount of time online per day. Let's, like, take some of this Facebook time, which annoys the snot out of me anyway, and move it over to Venus Effect. And that was a big turning point for me because I just made a choice, like, okay, I'm going to be one of those girls that's on all the time. I'm going to be writing a blog every day in which I talk about, like, what was good, what went wrong. I'm going to be the girl who's, like, commenting on everybody's posts because I knew that that would help me stay focused, and it did. It helped me so much. So at that, like, if you went back and looked at the 6-way point, you would see, like, my online activity just increased a ton in the community and has stayed pretty high since then. But I'm not sure where I was going with this. I'm sorry, I'm rambling now, but...
No, this is good. You're talking about your sort of 6-week...
I had that freak out, but I just had to decide I'm going to keep going. I got a lot more involved. And then from that point on, my eating was really consistent, I would say, after that. And I started to, you know, just fast as much as I could. I felt like, you know, I kind of had to make that week up. And I just felt like, okay, this is like a downhill, like, sprint now. Like, this is you know, the final few feet. I want to just go in as strong as I can to the end. So towards the end, I would say I tightened everything up a little, and I just got really consistent and didn't have any more, like, huge setbacks at that point.
Stumbles. So yeah. It sounded like you had a rededication right at that at that halfway point, and it worked.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I want to give big credit to all my girls online who helped me through that because I just, you know, it's embarrassing to get on and say, like, oh, I've been just stuffing my face for a week. Like, you guys helped me. And everyone is just so supportive and so understanding and not judging you, just cheering you on to just get back on the boat, keep going, you know. And so thank you, everyone, for helping me get back on track. It was, definitely a turning point, definitely just deciding, okay.
So do you think you could have done it without the forum then?
No, I mean, definitely not. I think that's the big difference between these times and this time and other times that I've tried it is just that, you know, in the past I just had no one except, like, maybe my husband who's just, like, stick thin, of course, and eats pretty much whatever he wants. And he would try his best to be understanding and say, like, well, why can't you just, you know, not eat it? And I would just, you know, get angry and say, you don't understand. And so it really made all the difference to have that support of people who do understand, who've been where you've been, or even if they haven't, you know, are willing to say, it's okay. We're rooting for you, and you can do it. And are willing to even, like, check up on you, send you personal messages, and say, like, how are you doing today? I know you're going to try to fast. How's it going? And it just made a huge difference. I don't think I could have done as well if that component hadn't been built into this program.
That seems to be a consistent finding. So I don't know anything about, and I've said this before, forums for women. Just because I've clearly never been in one besides this one. Have you ever been in any others or no?
Well, not really, not just for women. The only thing that I could compare it to was I tried to do Weight Watchers for a few years, and I I did Meetings for All, but then I also tried to do just the Weight Watchers Online, where you don't have to go to meetings because it's a little cheaper. And so they have forums on there, but it's just, I mean, it's completely different. It's just gigantic. Like, it's so huge. You cannot possibly hope to get to know anyone. And so, I you know, I kind of tried to get connected on there, but it just wasn't, it felt impossible. So that's the only thing I could really compare it to. Other than that, this is really my first experience. And I know, like, there are people coming over now from sort of from other ladies' forums who talk about, you know, how different it is, which is wonderful. And I just feel fortunate that I found this one first without having to mess with any others, where I guess they're not very supportive. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't exactly know how this thing turned into what it turned into, but I guess it's just really the people in there, I'm glad it's working out the way it's working out, because I didn't really know what to expect when we started it.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so so are you pretty happy with where you got to the first contest?
Yeah, I was really, really thrilled with where I got to. I'm definitely not done. You know, I'm not really that close to my measurements yet, and that's definitely my goal, is to get there. But I mean, it was just huge to see my before pictures and my after pictures, and I just looked so miserable in my before pictures because I was miserable. But having to have those taken was just, like, really unpleasant. And and then, you know, doing the after pictures was fun because I felt, like, confident in that bikini. I've never, ever put on a bikini in my life before. And it was fun. It was great to see the difference. And so, yeah, I was thrilled to get that far, and I'm not done, but just getting that far in 12 weeks was just really opened my eyes to, like, what I can do, and just changed my perception of that, like, you know, a diet failure to, like, someone who can do it and is doing it. So, yeah.
Now talk about now compare what it feels like for the 12 weeks ahead of you, or the 12 weeks you're in now for the mm-hmm. second contest, versus the first contest. Like, what did it? Does one seem like a mountain versus a molehill now, or like what is, like, they're different now? Obviously, you can
different.
Do it.
Yes, exactly. It feels really different because I know I can do it. This time, I feel like I'm kind of focusing in more on the details. Last time it was just like, okay, can I make it 12 weeks? And, you know, lose anything? Like, it was a very general question, and just my expectations were pretty low for myself. And now that I have gone through it, I know I can do it. I know what 12 weeks of hard work feels like. And this time, I guess, you know, I have a much more detailed plan, which I like. I like to, you know, I've taken some ideas from some of the other girls. So I've got, like, the stickers going on. I've got the post-its that I'm taking down as each day goes by, so I have a clear thing I can look at, like, how much time I have left. And I've got a big calendar where I can see the whole thing, and I've written in there, like, okay, when do I have a social event? When could I possibly fast? And I just have it more detailed, and I feel really focused and, like, you know, I know I can do it, and I can do it better than I did the first time. So there's definitely a different feel, and I've noticed that with, you know, it sounds like I'm not the only one who feels that way based on, you know, just the what girls have been saying in the community. Like, there's a different feel the second time around, and I feel like I can be more focused and just really hone in on it.
Yeah. Are you going to... But it's the difference between being scared and now being sort of excited to see what you can get in 12 weeks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
To some degree, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So then are you going to add in more cardio, like, the whole time this time, or what are you going to do on that?
Yeah, I definitely have kept up that idea of just doing something every day has stuck with me, and I'm definitely doing that. So I'm focusing like my hard work days are my Venus Index workout days. So I'm really trying to lift heavier this time. I didn't really push myself as hard as I probably could have the first time around. And so I'm trying to just to, you know, go bigger, lift heavier. And then the other 4 days of the week are kind of just for fun. Like, I like my boxing class. It's fun to hit the crap out of a bag. And, you know, I like my spin class. It's got, like, really loud music and wakes me up in the morning. And so I am going to keep doing those and try to do something every day. But I'm trying to save, like, my hard work for my Venus Index workouts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're sticking with the main program, or were you going to
slash
anything else? Yeah,
I'm sticking with the main program. I started it over to coincide with the contest. That's how I did it last time, and I guess I just kind of like the feeling of starting the contest, starting the program, and then ending them both at the same time as well. It just feels like a nice, like, clean little break, and I liked that last time, so I'm doing that again. And I actually, you know, I don't even have any of the other stuff. Yeah, I don't have the circuits or anything yet. And I'm sure I'll acquire those at some point. But for now, the main program is, you know, it's tough enough for me. And since, you know, I still have so much fat to lose, I really think, like, any of the specializations are, you know, I don't really know yet what I need. I still have a lot to lose so that I can kind of see what's under here. And then at that point, maybe I'll decide I need to work on some more individual areas. But for now, yeah, I'm sticking with the main program, and it's definitely tough enough if I push myself and go heavy enough. So.
Well, that's a pretty centered approach to the whole thing too.
Yeah.
So, okay. So then we're getting to the end here. So let's have your tips, advice, aha moments, things that you want to share with everyone else who is maybe either fence sitting or going to be in this contest, have already submitted, like things that you want to offer as like a tip or advice.
What do I want to offer? I guess I just want to say, again, I think I talked about this a lot already, but you just have to keep going. And, you know, no matter what you've tried before, and even if you, like, make big mistakes or get distracted for, like, a week or two during this, like, just come back and keep going. That was my big takeaway from this whole 12 weeks, was that I can do something for 12 weeks, and I can come back even if I've, you know, messed up and fallen off the wagon for a week or longer, you know. Just come back and keep going, because you want this for yourself. So don't give up on it. Like, just keep going at it. Keep going after it. And I don't know. Listen to the podcast and get involved on the forum and as much as you can. I know, you know, not everyone has time for that, but if you can do it, it's so helpful. So yeah, I guess those are my big tips.
Well, those are great tips, and I'm glad you pointed that out, that it's okay to stumble, and perfectionism is impossible, and it's trying to hold yourself to the concept of being perfect is never going to get anyone anywhere. So
right,
yeah, I mean, we all fall and we all have to get back up. So I think that's probably one of one of the most important things for everyone here to embrace, is the concept that nobody's 12 weeks was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, and moving forward, no one's 12 weeks will ever be perfect. So,
right.
And I think your point's the best point, is to just come back. We've even had guys on the Donna side do the same thing, stumble. And then in the last 5 weeks, just be like, well, I'll just see what I can get done in 5 weeks. And they get there. They get somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You will, because it's a great program. You just have to, you know, keep going.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think that's a good place to leave it. So Laura, thanks for being on the call. That was great. And for Laura Hartrick, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.